University of Florida researcher Bob Rouse discusses results from two different levels of tree pruning aimed at rehabilitating HLB-infected citrus trees.
What we've learned is that in the efforts to rejuvenate a tree, as opposed to removing and having to replant, the rehabilitation pruning is too severe to be economical when you do buckhorning. The growers have better adapted our experiment, and they are removing the top third or top 40% where the tree is thinning out and the HLB has pretty well taken control and you're losing production in the top of the tree. The cost of that is much less than buckhorning and losing a crop. Losing a crop for a year is too harsh economically. But removing part of the tree and letting it rejuvenate from the top where it's become non-productive is more reasonable because you still maintain the lower half of the tree, which in most cases is still viable and producing fruit. And that gives you cash flow in that year that you do the pruning.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.